You are listening to the audio production of The Foundation of Communion with God, The Trinitarian Piety of John Owen, by Ryan M. McGraw and John Owen. Part of the Profiles in Reformed Spirituality series, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage and is read by Jonathan Welsh. To Mark Jones, who taught me how to be a good scholar and who is a model of what it means to be a pastor and scholar. Without your prayerful labours, my PhD project would not have been possible. Thank you for your work and for your friendship. In the unity of the Godhead, there be three persons, of one substance, power, and eternity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The Father is of none, neither begotten, nor proceeding. The Son is eternally begotten of the Father, the Holy Ghost eternally proceeding from the Father and the Son. Which doctrine of the Trinity is the foundation of all our communion with God, and comfortable dependence upon Him. Savoy Declaration of Faith. The Trinitarian Piety of John Owen, 1616 to 1683. What does it mean to be Reformed? There are two ways to answer this question, and John Owen exemplifies both answers. First, being Reformed means being part of a church that adheres to a historic Reformed confession. Second, and more importantly, a Reformed theologian will prove the content of his confession from Scripture. These two answers are like distinguishing between a single street and the lanes on the street. Historically speaking, Reformed theology is a street on which all traffic flows through two lanes. These lanes are the doctrine of Scripture and the doctrine of God. From these two vital doctrines flow the entire system of Reformed theology. Don't Reformed churches have the same doctrine of Scripture and doctrine of God as others, though? The answer is yes and no. Those who are Reformed and those who are not may hold common beliefs about the authority of the Bible and who God is. However, Reformed theology is marked by a belief in the highest sufficiency of Scripture and the absolute sovereign supremacy of God. The Reformed system of theology represents the humble attempt to apply the sufficiency of Scripture and the supremacy of God to every area of doctrine and life. This is the primary base that supports all Reformed confessions. This is where John Owen comes in. Owen wonderfully teaches us the practical outworking of the Reformed doctrines of Scripture and of God through the themes of public worship and the Trinity. In his view, Reformed worship is the highest expression of the sufficiency of Scripture, and Trinitarian piety is the most glorious practical consequence of the supremacy of God. He combined these themes by teaching that public worship is the high point of communion with the triune God. Through his instruction, Owen potentially meets several contemporary needs at once. First, he provides us with a model of the inseparable connection between doctrine and piety in Reformed theology. Second, he places the doctrine of the Trinity, which is merely an intellectual exercise for many people, at the heart of Christian experience and godly living. Third, he recognizes that who we worship and how we worship Him is not a secondary question in the Christian life. Through presenting a practical Trinitarian piety that climbs to the height of public worship as its peak, Owen can show us how to know by experience what it means to be Reformed. He also helped write the Savoy Declaration of Faith, which was a Reformed Congregationalist confession based on the Westminster Confession of Faith. Owen expresses the practical Trinitarian outworking of the Reformed faith in a way that few others have, with precision, depth, and devotion. To show the significance of Owen's Trinitarian piety, this historical introduction first will provide a narrow sketch of Owen's life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?